From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a massive winter storm continues to lash the U.S. East Coast, shutting down all non-emergency travel in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio said at a news conference the storm has exceeded expectations and residents need to be prepared for historic amounts of snow.
At this point of day, 1 to 2 inches per hour should be assumed, which is a very fast accumulation. We're even hearing estimates now of 1 to 3 inches per hour.
De Blasio added that people who do not get off the roads could face arrest. The city has stopped all bus service and all bridges and tunnels are closed. Underground subways are still running, but those above ground have been suspended. A massive winter storm impacted the mid-Atlantic and northeast regions with nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketing Washington, D.C. Up to 85 million people are in the storm's path, and hundreds of thousands are without power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and its Gulf allies have what he called clarity on the initial steps in talks that could lead to a political transition in Syria. Speaking in Saudi Arabia Saturday, Kerry said there was agreement that the International Syria Support Group would meet to resolve any differences that arise in the first round of UN-sponsored talks.
That is why the ISSG will meet shortly thereafter in order to address any concerns that may or may not come up out of the first meeting, in which we need to try to build some consensus.
Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process. This is VOA News.